Smith, Brother and Sister, Wellington, New Zealand, November 30th, 1893. Dear Brother and Sister Smith, I send you in this envelope a letter written at odd times, as events occurred, and purposing to copy it, but I send it as it is. With it, I send a copy of a letter for a family with whom we labored most earnestly. Since coming to this meeting, we are told that the husband has kept the two last Sabbaths. We thank the Lord for this. One of his sons was baptized the last Sabbath that we were in Gisborne. Still another son has taken his position since the father closed his shop on the Sabbath, and one more son, 15 years old, has decided to be a Christian. The father and mother and two daughters and three sons are in harmony in the truth. There is still another son, 22 years of age at home, who has not taken his stand. I shall address a letter to him sometime during this meeting. Yesterday afternoon, Elder Olson arrived, looking well and feeling rested after his long trip on the water from Africa to New Zealand. You may be assured we were very much pleased to greet Elder Olson. He spoke under the Canvas Meeting House last evening. All say they were much pleased and grateful to hear him. On Sunday, I had freedom in showing our colors, on which were inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I told them that we were Seventh-day Adventists, and the reason of the name which distinguished us from other denominations. All listened with deepest interest. In the evening, the tent was full, and the grounds around the tent were full of people. They listened to a most solemn discourse from Elder Wilson. The camp meeting is a success. It is a marvel of wonders to Wellington. Meetings have been held for 1 week. This camp meeting will give character to our work and do more to counteract the falsehoods that ministers have framed for others to repeat. The camp looks nice. We have the reception tent furnished by Sister Tuxford, as nice as we have in America. The tents are all new, some small and some large, made by the brethren in Australia. The weather has been beautiful, but today it rains. But the tents are nearly all erected. Some are coming whom they did not expect. The Lord is in the encampment. The Spirit of God is moving upon the hearts of believers and unbelievers. Visitors are pouring in to wonder over and admire the well-fitted-up tents which are to be the homes of those camping on the ground. Well, I must close. I cannot write letters to America this week, as I would be pleased to do. There are constantly arising matters which demand attention. Letters have to be written, and visiting has to be done, and much talking in meeting, much traveling, packing and unpacking beds and bedding, and I cannot tax my powers more than I have done. I must not get my mind in a worry, but keep it calm and peaceful. The Lord is helping and blessing me. I think of you and your family often, and do so hope every precious soul, Milton and Charlie, will be united with the family who shall be prepared to see Jesus when he shall come. In much love,